guess it's kind of ironic to speak about the chashivus of limud Torah on Nitzelmach. I guess we could be machmir. The Ramban in the Hagdama to Sefer Shmos refers to Sefer Shmos as Sefer Geula. And the Ramban explains that Sefer Bereishis is a Sefer Yetzirah. That's when the entire history of the world was planted in the Maisa Avos, which serves as similar bottom. And Sefer Shmos is Sefer Geula. Now you may ask, Sefer Shmos is Sefer Geula, why does Sefer Shmos include Maimer HaSinai that happened after the Yetzias Mitzrayim? Why does Sefer Shmos include Hakamas HaMishkan? The Chorah that has nothing to do with Geula. The Ramban implicitly deals with this question. The Ramban writes that the Geula is defined by attachment to the Ribbono Shel Olam, by Kirbas Elokim. And that's how the Ramban wrote a Sefer called Sefer Geula. Ramban spells it out that Geula is defined as Kirbas Elokim, closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the closest to the Ribbono Shel Olam did not occur simply when we left Mitzrayim. That was a platform. The closest to Ribbono Shel Olam occurred with Maimed HaSinai, with Revelation, with Hakamas HaMishkan, when we're able to live with the same level of intensity of the Yud Shekhinah that pervaded the Sinai, we're able to live with it on a daily basis. And then the Ramban writes, with the Maimon HaSinai and with the incorporation of the Kavod HaShem of Maimon HaSinai in the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael returned to the Maglis of their forefathers, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shehein Merkava L'Shchina. That the Avos represented a very strange term, the chariots of the Shechina, Merkava L'Shchina, and Klal Yisrael returned to that level of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Hakamas HaMishkan that kept the Hashras HaShchina of Sinai in the Dalet Amos of the Mishkan. And we were able also, Klal Yisrael, to return to the same darga of closeness to the Ribbono Shel Olam as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to become Merkava Rishim. What does it mean, Merkava Rishim? And why does Merkava Rishim represent the quintessential Kirva Selokim, and according to Ramban, the ultimate in Geula? So there's a Bach in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Menzayim, that describes in beautiful poetic language what it means to be Merkava L'Shchina. I'm going to give you Magdim where the Bach is coming from. Famous Gemara in the Darim, Ama of the Aretz, why did Klal Yisrael suffer through the Churban HaBayis? The Chazal answer, as many of you probably know, Shalom Birchu Birchas HaTorah Tchila. We didn't say Asher Baruch HaPonu Mikol HaAmin Asher Kishon Mitzosov B'Simonu L'Asa B'Divei Sora. So we suffered through the terrible Churban HaAretz. Doesn't seem that the punishment fits the crime. Why was the Churban because we didn't make Birchas HaTorah? Bach was Magdil in the following fashion. It's a very Yisodistic Bach. Chutz from the application to the Ramban, the Bach itself, you should be well aware of. Says the Bach, V'nira t'kavanosa yizbarach me'olam haisa sh'niya oskim b'tar. Ribbono shel Olam's ratzon is that we should be immersed in the study of Torah. V'chei nosan ha'kosh v'roch v'toras emesli Yisrael matana. Shalot tishtakech me'itana. Kidesh t'spat t'abek. Nishmal Seinu, V'gufeinu, V'tara. Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the Torah not simply to serve as a manual, a handbook for life, but that our neshamas and our bodies should be infused with Kedusha. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted us to be. And we would be the domiciles, we would be the residents of the Shekhinah in this world. The Shekhinah would be residing within us. That's what it means to be Merkava Shekhinah. That we should be the home of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a Heichel to the Shekhinah. The Bach continues. Shalom, ask the Torah, Kim Lassar, Chadra, Magashim, Yiman, Osam. We call you so, Osik B'Torah, because they enjoyed it. Leida Adinim, Labore, Masal Mata, in order to know the halachas, Gamlis Gaus, Laharos, Chachmosam. Also, there was an Indian of Gaiva to show how big Tamid Chachamim they were. Lo Niskavnu, the Kavanah was not Les Asim, the Gedushas, the Ruchnias, Atorah. Their motive was not that they should be transformed with Gedusha and the Ruchnius of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ulahamshich Ashkina Lamata Baris, and to bring down the Shekhinah to this world. Kidei Shetala Nishmasam Lamadrega Gedola, so that our own Nishamas should reach a higher Madrega. That wasn't their Kavana. And that's reflected in the fact that we didn't say Birkas HaTorah Tchila. We did say Asher Kidshono Misvosov. We didn't thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Tivonu Lasov B'Dinei Shabbat, that gave us the opportunity to delve, to immerse ourselves in the study of Torah. We didn't say that they didn't learn, but they didn't do it in the manner of Esek B'Torah, of immersion in the study of Torah. They learned because they want to know how to be Shomer Shabbos. They learned because they want to know what bracha to make. But they didn't learn Torah L'Shma. They didn't learn Torah in the bechina of lasot b'divrei Torah. And if you don't learn Torah for the purpose of lasot, in order to collect the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring it down lamata, and that we should become a me'karva, the heichol, to the shechina, so the Bach continues mida k'neged mida. Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're not interested in bringing down the shechina to this world? Fine, I'm leaving. I'm not going to come down. You're going to be on your own. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was misalik himself. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam is misalik himself, so therefore we had to face the Korban Aretz, we had to face our enemies, and we failed to defeat them, and therefore there was a Korban that fell upon Klal Yisrael. And b'zeh osu she'nistalku ha'shechinah ma'aretz. That's what the Bach was saying. That's the Mida Keneged Mida, and that's the Pshat of the Gemara. The Bach is saying is a Gevaltig Gezach. That when we learn, we're not simply following the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam to do a mitzvah like other mitzvahs. When we learn, it's not simply that we could follow the mitzvahs correctly, Ma'amar is Hasid. But when we learn in the manner of Esa, Lasa of the Divrei Sara, we are able to become the Merkava to Shekhinah. That's what the Ramban says. That's why Sefer Gula, that's why it represents Kirvas Elokim. Ain ben Chorin Elamisha Osek B'Torah. A ben Chorin is someone who's a Nigal, someone who's redeemed, is someone who's Osek B'Torah. Then he becomes a Merkava to Shekhinah, then he's redeemed from his Yekhara, and he becomes Kadosh. He himself is infused with Kedusha. And I think that this is Pshat and Chazal, that at the time of Amar HaSinai, Klal Yisrael was adorned with Shnei Ksarim. Chad K'neged Asa v'chad K'neged Isha. What did the Ksarim, the Malachi Asharis, adorned Klal Yisrael represent? A king who wears a crown, it's not simply a decorative piece. A king who wears a crown, it defines who he is. It defines his royalty. That's a Kesef. Klal Yisrael, by saying Nasav and Nisha, by embracing the Torah Kedosha, they redefined who they are. They became the Merkava L'Shechinah through Kabbalah Satara. And that is represented by the Kesach Torah. They became members of the Hamlechas Kohanim Kedosh, and they became part and parcel of our very identity. But as we know, as a result of the Cheta Egel, those Ksarim were removed from Klal Yisrael. Horrid at Jichal Me'ela. Moshe Rabbeinu was told that Klal Yisrael had to forfeit the Ksarim. But the Rambam writes in the Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah, there is a way of re-establishing, of retaking the Ksarim that we had to abandon at the time of Egel Hazor. And that's through Limud HaTorah B'Layla. So let me read to you a Rambam, the very Yesoristika Rambam, that speaks about how to take the Kesar Torah and to wear it and how to change ourselves so that we can become, once again, the Merkava L'Shechina and return to the mindless of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Talmud Torah Halacha Yigimel, even though there's a mitzvah of gisabo yom v'layla, v'shteisach, it's a chiyuv to learn all day. Ein adam lo meid rov chachmaso ela v'layla. Interesting Rambam. A person can only learn most of his chachma at night. L'fika, mi shezocha liskos v'kesar Torah. If you want to wear that kesar Torah, you want to fasten that crown once again on your head. Yizor the Cholelosa, the Loyovan, Afil Echamehem, the Shino, Rahil, Shio, the Sicho Kiyotibet. It has to be a constancy. It has to be night after night learning Torah and not to waste it on inane chatter, on Sicho Betela, on simply Achilo, Shio, Kiyotibet. That shouldn't be the whole focus of the night. I'm sure this Suda, as lavish as it is going to end at some
more
point.
Nights,
before night, say Ella b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. I ask you, let me ask you, you have a first seder, second seder, night seder. What are the most of the hours of ben Torah spent? Limra Torah b'yom or limra Torah b'layla? Certainly, quantitatively, there are more hours spent on learning during the day than at night. For most people, unless you're a nocturnal animal, most people spend most of the waking hours during the day, not at night, studying. Especially before Thomas Edison came around. So why does the Rambam write, Ein Adam Lomik Rav Chachmaso Ela B'Layla? These are 3 hours Seder, 4 hours Seder. I was in Yeshiva Gataka, there was a Chavrus, Rabbi Neviki had a Chavrus from 7 at night to 3 o'clock in the morning. But even that wasn't most of the hours that he learned every day. That was also only a meeting. So most people spend more hours learning during the day than at night. So what does Rambam mean? Ain't all the lomid rovka muscle all over life. But I think what the Rambam says is the following. In other Lomay Rov Chachmasa, what identifies him as special, as unique, Chachmasa, his Chachma, the Chachma that makes him a Merkava L'Shechina, the Chachma that transforms him as Mekadesh, that Chachma is done primarily in the evening. The Chachma in the day, Abhanta, can give you more Yadisatar. But the Chachma of Torah B'Layla is especially mesugal to change you, to mekadesh you, to infuse you with the Kedusha of HaShechina, so that you should also become a Merkava L'Shechina. In Odom Lomei Rav Chachmasa B'Layla, that his Chachma that defines his essence, like the Keser, that defines the king, that happens primarily in the evenings. I think the Rambam says this Kamat Mefurish. He continues. Amar Chachom in Rina Shal Torah Ela B'Layla. The Rina Shal Torah is at night. Shenem Kumi Roni B'Layla. What does Rina represent? What does Shira represent? The Shira is the outpouring of one's neshama. The outpouring of one's neshama becomes exposed and we can become touched by the Shechina that happens at night. That's why in Rina shall tell it Allah Belayla. And Ram continues, Quran Gwarna Brazara. V'chola osek betar v'layla chut shal chesed nimshech alaviyot. Someone who's osek betar v'layla is a different person. He looks different. When you see him during the day, you see a chut shal chesed, he's great. And chesed, that's nika. Someone who's ashtagging at night, he's a different gavra. He's a panu chadoshes. The chut shal chesed is nimshech alaviyot. And you look at him and say, ah, this person is a Merkabah. This person is infused like the Bachzor. He's a neshamah, he's guf, with the Kedusha, the Rimon Shalom, he's a hichel to the Shem. That's Chus Shal Chesed Nimshech Alaviyot. I know that I was there at the beginning, that the program at Landa College is structured to give all the Bachman the opportunity to sit and learn every night. You have classes in the afternoon, morning seder, and you have the opportunity to take advantage of night seder, wonderful rebbeim who are there at night to help you, to guide you, to madrich you. And there is a special quality to Limud HaTorah B'Layla. In the solitude of the evening and the tranquility of the night, removed from the hustle and bustle of the world, is some mystical quality in the evening that touches us in the way that Limud HaTorah B'Yom, even Limud HaTorah B'Yom does. It's the Limud HaTorah of Shiva, the Limud HaTorah of the outpouring of one's Hashem. And when we have the Rina Shel Torah, when we have the outpouring of one's neshama, so then our neshamas themselves become touched by the emotion. Tremendous opportunity. It's not only an opportunity, it's our destiny. We are the Mamlechus Kamin Goy Kadosh. The Ribono Shel Olam chose us that we should wear the Ksarim Shel Torah. By your learning at night, by defining who you are, by pouring out your neshamas to the Ribono Shel Olam, by having that chut shel chesed, nimshech alav b'yom, that you're unique, you're distinguished as bnei Torah, as emes of bnei Torah. You're all bizocha, taka, to be the merkava l'shechina, to return to the same madrigas and avodas Hashem, as the Avos HaKadoshim. And with that, undoubtedly you'll be blessed with the Shefa, Bracha, Batzlacha throughout your life.